And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of October, 2011. It's the birthday of the man who said a man's face is his autobiography, a woman's face is her work of fiction. Oscar Wilde, born Dublin, 1854, author of The Picture of Dorian Gray, in the preface to which he wrote, "All art is quite useless." A student at Oxford named Bernulf Clegg wrote to Oscar Wilde, asked him what he meant by that, and Wilde replied, "A work of art is useless as a flower is useless. A flower blossoms for its own joy. We gain a moment of joy by looking at it." That is all that is to be said about our relations to flowers. Of course, man may sell the flower and so make it useful to him, but this has nothing to do with the flower. It is not part of its essence. It is accidental. It is a misuse. All this is, I fear, very obscure, but the subject is a long one. Truly yours, Oscar Wilde. It's the birthday of the German novelist Günter Grass, born in Danzig, Germany, 1927, author of many novels, probably most famous for his first, The Tin Drum, came out in 1959. Günter Grass's parents ran a grocery store during the Depression, week after week, barely broke even. All of the boy's friends got allowances. He never got anything. He pestered his mother to give him an allowance, and so she gave him the list of everyone who bought food on credit and who owed the store money, and told the boy to walk around the town asking them to repay their debt. She said, "If you can collect the money, I'll give you a percentage of it." So he became a successful debt collector at the age of 10. About the same time as he joined the Nazi youth group Jungvolk, the Hitler Youth, then volunteered for submarine service, and at the age of 17 was drafted into the Waffen-SS, the elite corps of Hitler. A fact that Günter Grass kept secret until he published his memoir Peeling the Onion in 2007, which made many Germans outraged at him. Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand, "When the Vacation is Over for Good." It will be strange knowing at last it couldn't go on forever, the certain voice telling us over and over that nothing would change. And remembering, too, because by then it will all be done with, the way things were and how we had wasted time as though there was nothing to do, when, in a flash, the weather turned and the lofty air became unbearably heavy, the wind strikingly dumb, and our cities like ash. And knowing also what we never suspected, that it was something like summer at its most august, except that the nights were warmer and the clouds seemed to glow. And even then, because we will not have changed much, wondering what will become of things and who will be left to do it all over again. And somehow trying, but still unable, to know just what it is that went so completely wrong, or why it is we are dying. When the Vacation is Over for Good, a poem by Mark Strand from his new selected poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.